listening to Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, Sam Darnold traded to the Carolina Panthers for draft picks. From the Jets' point of view, what's it all about? Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Tyler Greenewalt joins us from Jets Wire of USA Today. How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing well this morning, Tony. Thanks for having me. How are you?
All right. Good. So the haul the Jets got, too much, too little, about right. Where do you see what the Jets got for the guy that was once the third overall pick?
I think it's exactly what they could get at the time. I don't think he was ever... I don't think Joe Douglas is ever going to get a first-round pick for Sam Darnold. I think getting a second-round pick next year and a fourth next year coupled with the sixth this year is, I mean, that's a sensational haul for a quarterback who was never going to start for the Jets this year. I think they did as well as they could, and now they can think about the future.
Was it surprising that the Carolina Panthers were willing to pull a trigger on a deal knowing that, well, let the Jets pick their quarterback and have Sam Darnold there? We can get him much less when that happens.
Maybe, but they also don't know who else was vying for Darnold. Apparently, like, the Broncos were interested. There could have been another team as well out there. So I think they had to make this deal now just to ensure that they could lock their guy in. And it sounds like he's going to be sticking around for at least another year because they reportedly picked up his option as well. So I think it was the right move for them. It sounded like it was heating up over right after Zach Wilson's pro day. So they did what they had to do to get it done.
Give us some of the obstacles that Darnold has had. We know about coaching and players and injuries and mono and all that. Give us an idea, though, the 3 years that he was there, just all of the things that were working against Darnold's success in New York.
I think a lot of it just had to do with there was no level of comfort for him ever, both physically on the field and just mentally with what was going on with the team. He had three offensive coordinators, two different head coaches, no real skill position players available, no real offensive line. It was just a combination of bad things given to this young quarterback that never really allowed him to break out. He had flashes of brilliance. He had some sensational plays here and there, but it was never really enough for the Jets with a new head coaching regime, basically a whole new roster to look at him and be like, we'll give him another shot, rather than just look at the tape and see what was available. It was just, they never gave him enough weapons as well. Like, I think they got Breshad Perriman after letting Robbie Anderson go. They got Le'Veon Bell, but didn't get an offensive line to protect either of them well. So it was just a combination of a lot of different things. And Adam Gase didn't help at all either, which I think we all know about.
You know, a lot of organizations don't like to admit they made a mistake, especially kind of early in a guy's career, but none of the people that made this decision are there anymore. So when was the writing on the wall that this new group of people that were going to run the Jets just weren't going to have Sam Darnold in their plans?
I think as soon as they decided to let Adam Gase go, that was sort of Joe Douglas signaling to everyone that this was going to be a different regime without everyone that was in place beforehand. He can talk about how they were thinking about keeping Darnold even with drafting a quarterback, or thinking about keeping Darnold and not drafting a quarterback. I don't believe that was ever actually on the table. You see it. You saw it with the Rams and Goff. You saw it with the Cardinals and Josh Rosen a couple of years ago. When you have a new regime, it only makes sense to just start from scratch. You get a clean slate. You can evaluate everyone on the same level. I think as soon as they made the decision not to keep Gase, which I don't think they ever were not going to, I don't think you can look at Darnold's tape and be like, yeah, it was only Gase's fault that he didn't play as well as he could have the past 2 years.
Yeah, so how do you process where Sam Darnold is right now? The inconsistent play, but is Carolina getting a rebuilding project here that may actually work for them? Is he still capable of being an NFL-level starter?
Yeah, I think the two things that are working really well for Darnold are that, one, he is incredibly young and very malleable from a developmental standpoint. So That is key. And also just look at the skill position players. Look at the offensive line in Carolina. Look at the coach, Matt Rhule. Like, Matt Rhule was almost the Jets head coach before they chose Gase when they had Darnold. So, like, he is at least somewhat familiar. Reunites Darnold with Robbie Anderson, who was his favorite receiver with the Jets. They have Christian McCaffrey. I think this is a significantly better situation that will allow the Panthers to sort of decide, okay, did we get the number three overall pick in 2018 that everyone thought was the savior of New York, or did we just commit? I think then they picked up this option. It's like $23 million over 2 years. Did we just commit this much money to a quarterback, which in the grand scheme of things isn't that big of a commitment. So I think from their point of view, it's a very medium risk, high reward potential, considering they probably knew that they weren't going to be able to get a quarterback in the draft this year after the 49ers moved up. Deshaun Watson is completely off the table now. And I think this was really the best cheap move that the Panthers could make just to see what they have in him. And I think they have enough talent around Darnold to make him a viable starter in the NFL.
From the buzz that's going around, obviously things can happen over the next couple of weeks. It feels like through the media and everybody's buzzing about Zach Wilson at BYU. Is that where you feel the Jets are leaning with that second pick?
I think where there's a lot of smoke, there's definitely some fire. I wouldn't envision them. The only other quarterback I could see them picking would be Justin Fields, and there's been almost no reports or no reported interest outside of Joe Douglas going to Justin Fields' pro day. I think for all intents and purposes, it sounds like Wilson's going to be the pick. I don't necessarily think it's a bad pick. I think him and Justin Fields both have the pros and cons. They're both equally talented prospects for different reasons. I think Zach Wilson fits the offensive scheme that the Jets are going to set up. I just think everyone's saying it's Wilson. I wouldn't see any other way why it wouldn't be.
What's the buzz about the picks? The Jets have a ton of them coming up at the end of this month. What's the buzz about what they'll do with some of them? Will they use all of them? Will they package some of them? What's at least any rumblings about what they'll do with that?
I mean, I could definitely see Joe Douglas trading out of some of his later picks just because he loves flexibility in the draft. He loves being able to build through the draft. I think what he did in the offseason kind of pointed to what he would do in the draft. He didn't sign a cornerback outside of Justin Hardy, who is more special teams than cornerback. He didn't really get any good offensive linemen outside of depth pieces. He went for defensive end. He went for Carl Lawson, Vinnie Curry. He went for receiver. So I think it kind of signals that like he's going to go cornerback or offensive line early, just because those are the two biggest areas of need that the Jets don't have. Potentially even running back down the road, even though they signed Tevin Coleman, their running back group is pretty mediocre at best. So I think it's going to be obviously quarterback first, and then the next two picks, at pick 23 and 34, I would imagine one of those two would be cornerback, the other one would be offensive line, but it could easily be two cornerbacks, it could be two offensive linemen. I just think those are the two most important needs, and those are the two positions he's going to go with after a quarterback.
When you hear from Jet fans, and when you write something and they respond to it, or when you get a feeling for Darnold, do Jet fans understand his predicament? Do they blame him for the failures of the team over the last couple of years? Is it a little mixture of both? What's the overall fan perception of Darnold's time with the Jets?
I think a lot of fans are angry at the organization and Adam Gase still, but I still see a lot of people who blame Darnold because they think of the ghost game.
Yeah.
They think of all the injuries. They see his play on the field, and they don't necessarily understand if it's all him, if it's all coaching. It's usually a mixture of both. So I think fans are probably happy to see Darnold move on. I think some fans are just happy to see him get a new opportunity based off of what they saw from him earlier. I think most fans are just happy that Gase is gone. Honestly, that's kind of where everyone was. And I think Darnold is unfortunately still considered a product of Gase. So I think maybe that sort of disdain for Gase kind of rubbed off onto Darnold. And so now that both are gone, the stain of Adam Gase is gone per se. And now I think people are ready to move on to whatever comes next.
Tyler, thanks for jumping on with us so quick and a turnaround from the news yesterday. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Tony.
You got it. Tyler Greenewalt, Jets Wire, offshoot of USA Today on our Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Yeah, it's kind of curious. We NFL fans, we kind of pride ourselves, if you've been following the league for a long time, of kind of like understanding the game and understanding a little bit of what it takes. And sometimes we'll take a player and we say, well, it's not really on him. It's also this. It's also that. It's also coordinator. It's also, right? So it's not a, like all the losses don't fall on his shoulders. There's a whole bunch of blame to go around. So there's a little mixture of both. No matter what team you root for, you've probably had a player or two where you said, you know, it's not all his fault. He's still a talented guy, but in the end, you got to move on. But again, when you're a quarterback in this league, you've got to at least find ways to win games that you shouldn't win, the games that you have to win when everything falls apart. And they didn't do that. They were a bad organization from that perspective. You got to win enough games to pull your team out of a position where it's so tempting to go get one of the new blood that's coming into the league. I mean, in the end, Darnold and the Jets played to a season in which Darnold had the team now picking number two overall with the crop of talent that's coming through. Yeah, they're, put yourself in a position where you're drafting like 11th, 13th, 14th, where you're not worried about that kind of thing. But if you get your team in the top five, yeah, you could be looking at a change at that very position. All right, our thanks to Tyler Greenewalt at JetsWire. Hey, let me tell you about Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol gets rid of the rusted nuts and bolts, frees up all sorts of ball joints, exhaust manifold, frozen brake cables, threaded pipe connectors, you name it. It's got delivers three times more lubricant, so it's going to take some less spray, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil to get the job done. It's also body shop safe, so that means it's safe on paint, plastic parts, and it's silicone free. Give Freol Deep Penetrating Oil a try, and you'll be pleased with the performance. So again, whether you've got that rusty chain, corroded U-bolt, axle nut removal, something that needs to be freed up, use Freol Deep Penetrating Oil, available at the shelves of any AutoZone, O'Reilly, NAPA Auto Parts, available at select Walmart stores. Freol Deep Penetrating Oil, give it a try. It's Tony D, Ron Culver, Sports Map Radio.